Have you ever been in a situation where you're looking for a piece of information on your desktop and you just can't find it? Whether that be a Word document, an Excel spreadsheet, an MP3 file, or maybe an email message that was sent to you months ago, but you do remember some of the details about it. Or it could be just a simple text file where maybe you took a phone call, wrote down some information, and saved it on your computer in a folder. But you don't remember where on the machine where you put it. Well, I think we've all been in that situation. And it has even become more difficult as drive space has become more abundant. For example, on this machine that I'm using, I have about 400 gig of data on this machine. And you know, sometimes, even though I try to be extremely organized about where I put things, even myself, I have difficulty locating things. What is Google Desktop Search? Google Desktop Search is basically an extension of Google on your local machine. After you allow Google to index all of the drives on your machine, you can then search your machine as though you were actually using Google's homepage. Now, what are the requirements for using Google Desktop Search as far as Google is concerned? Well, if you use the Search Across Computers feature, which we will talk about at length during this review, then you will need a Google account. If you are blind or visually impaired, getting a Google account has been somewhat problematic due to Google's use of visual verification. There has been some changes in this area, and if you go to the URL http://tinyurl.com/FEMV6, that's Fox Echo Mike Victor 6. This is a tiny URL. We didn't want to have to give you the 70-character URL, which the page is actually located at on Google. Let me give you the URL one more time, and then we'll describe to you what's here. It's http://tinyurl, that's tinyurl.com/FEM, as in Mike, V, as in Victor, 6. Now, this page, which you'll go to, is actually a Google form where you basically submit your email address to Google, keeping in mind that the address that you use will actually end up being the address that will be used for the creation of a Google account. So you'll submit this email address to Google. They will send you an email message with a link that you need to click on so that they can verify that you really who you say you are. And then within 24 hours, one of the Google engineers will get back to you with a created Google account. They'll send you the Google account information, including a default password. So where do we get the Google Desktop Search tool? Well, we go to desktop.google.com. So let's browse there now. I'm going to bring up the run menu here.
Windows R, run dialog, type the name of a program, comma, folder, comma, document, comma, or internet resource, comma, and Windows will open it for you, period.
All right, I'm going to type in the URL.
http://desktop.google.com.
I'm going to hit enter. And we're now browsing to the Google
Microsoft
website
Internet Explorer
for the Google Desktop Search tool. Now,
one frame and 20 Google.
Well, here we are, and we're going to go to the top of the page. I'm using JAWS for Windows version 7 for this review.
Google Desktop Download.
I'm now at the top of the page, and I'm going to press the Tab key.
Tab, info when you want it, comma, right on your desktop combo box, English.
Now, here is a combo box where you can select the language that you'd like to use with Google Desktop Search. For the most of us, we will be using English. So, I will press Tab.
Tab, help visited link.
Here is a help link. And actually, the online help for Google Desktop Search is excellent. So once you do get it installed and you want to learn more about it, then you can go here. And actually, we'll show you a better way once you have Google Desktop Search installed that you can actually get to the online help.
Tab, terms and conditions link.
Here's terms and conditions.
Tab, privacy policy link.
And the privacy policy. And I would suggest, we're not going to read these now, but I would suggest that you do read these, because this is actually pretty important.
Tab, agree and download link graphic.
We're now on the agree and download link.
Left click. File download dialog. File
and
tab, save button, shift tab. Right
we're getting button. The standard Windows save dialog here that we normally get when we download files from Internet Explorer.
Run button.
And I have moved back here a couple shift tabs. I'm not going to actually save this to my desktop. You can go ahead and do that if you wish. I'm going to simply click the run button here and run it directly from here.
Space. Close this dialog box when download completes. Checkbox checked. 99% of Google desktop.
And I've noticed that sometimes it will get stuck here at 99% and wait for a while, and I'm not really sure why that is. And this has actually happened to me on multiple machines. So if this happens to you, don't be too alarmed by that. Just give it a minute here, and you'll get the normal security dialog box that will pop up that you should get anyway if you're doing a run.
Non-apostrophe T run button, Internet Explorer.
Okay, now we have the security box here, and I'm going to shift tab to the run.
Shift tab, run button.
And I'm going to press the space bar on run.
Space. Google desktop download dash Microsoft Internet Explorer, a pre-installed download link graphic.
And now the setup process is running. While the setup process is beginning, let me explain that I did have Google Desktop Search on this machine before, and when I uninstalled to actually perform
Google
this
desktop
review,
installer dialog, installing Google Desktop needs to close the following programs: : Internet Explorer. You will not be.
One very important thing to remember here is that there are a number of applications that need to be closed before Google Desktop Search can run. These include Internet Explorer, MSN Messenger, and Outlook Express or Microsoft Outlook.
PC, yes button.
And there may be others as well. So don't be alarmed if it comes up and says, hey, these things are running. Do you want us to go ahead and close these? And I'm going to click yes.
Space.
Go ahead
shutting
and kill that. Now it's shutting down the applications, and then it will continue the installation. All right, as I was saying, I did have Google Desktop Search installed before, and when I uninstalled it to actually do the review for you of Google Desktop Search of the installation, I did tell it not to remove the index that it had already created, because the index can take quite a bit of time.
Finalizing install dot dot dot.
It's finalizing the installation.
Microsoft Internet Explorer.
When the installation completes, it will bring up a web page for you.
Show sidebar checkbox checked.
And of preferences that you'll want to enable or disable, depending on what you want to do. So let's go ahead and we're actually going to walk through the entire preferences section of Google Desktop Search. But let's at least give you the things that are here so that we can move on to the complete preferences page of Google Desktop Search. I've moved to the top of the page, and I'm going to press the letter F.
Show sidebar checkbox checked.
And it says show sidebar. If you are blind or visually impaired, I would suggest that you uncheck this box, because it really is not that good of an experience. Not good of an experience for us. I think the screen reader companies really need to do a little more work here to try to make that a better experience for us. Especially with Windows Vista coming around, it's really going to become pretty imperative that that type of technology be readily accessible to us. So I'm going to uncheck this box.
Space, not checked. Show sidebar checkbox not checked.
And I'm going to move to the next one.
Set Google as my default search engine in Internet Explorer. Checkbox checked.
Set Google as my default search engine in Internet Explorer. Well, it already is in mine, so I'm going to leave that checked.
Search mail of my other computers using my Google account. Checkbox not checked.
Search Gmail.
Checkbox not checked. Search mail of my other computers.
And my other computers using my Gmail account. So this is why I said that you really will need a Google account. It doesn't need to necessarily be a Gmail account, just a Google account. Now, for now, I'm going to leave this unchecked, and we'll talk at length about when we actually go through all of the preferences of Google Desktop Search. We'll tell you what we think of that feature and how you implement it, okay?
Index and search email in my mail account. Checkbox checked, unavailable.
Okay, because I have not checked this other box, these other things are unavailable for now.
Search my documents and viewed web pages across all my computers, period. Checkbox not checked, unavailable.
Okay, search my documents and my web history across all computers. Again, that's unchecked because we did not type in our Google account information.
Update the links toolbar with my favorite sites, left parent logline / my blogs, desktop, desktop.google.com, linkultic.com.
Okay, and
not checked 231.218 / v4 / login, textbook.com.
This allows you to update the links toolbar, and I left that unchecked.
Checkbox not checked, up the checkbox blank.
And let's move to the next one.
Set preferences and continue button.
Which is the set preferences and continue. So let's go ahead and do that now. I'm going to click the button.
Left click. Enable advanced features button.
We're to the next screen here. And the only thing that is on this is if you wish to enable advanced features. The only reason that you'd want to do this is if you would like to send Google information about your search experience or use of Google Desktop Search.
Disable advanced features button.
And I'm going to tell it to disable advanced features.
Disable advanced features button. Disable advanced features button. Left click. Go to the desktop homepage button. One link. Go to the desktop homepage button.
We move to the next page and there's just one button here and it says go to
the desktop homepage button.
The desktop homepage.
Left
and I'm going to click that now. And let's just take a quick look at this page
PC,
and then we'll get into
PC.
The rest of the preferences.
PC.
That are here.
Alt tab, Google Desktop, add virtual PC.
There we are.
Google Desk Land, visited link graphic, Google Desktop, link web, link images.
Now at the top of this, you're going to see links like web and images.
Link groups.
Groups.
Link news.
News.
Link frugal.
Frugal.
Link local.
Local.
Desktop. Link more right double angle bracket.
And desktop and more.
Land.
Now there's an edit field here, and this is where you'll actually type in your search criteria as well as Google operators.
Land. Search desktop button.
There's a search desktop button, which is the default if you press enter.
Search the web alt plus W button.
And there's a search the web, which is alt W. It has a hotkey.
Land. Link desktop preferences.
Now here's a link for desktop preferences, and we'll come back to that in just a minute.
Link advanced search.
Advanced search.
1-time index update in progress period. 0% complete with
now,
0.1 idle hours left period.
Now, it's telling me that it's at 0% of its index creation, and that's because it's going out and revalidating the index. Even if you run into this situation, don't be too alarmed. It shouldn't take too long for it to actually get back up to speed in reference to having you back at
100%. 146,204 items indexed so far, period.
So, as you can see here, it says that there are
146,204
items indexed so far. And that's how many items it has indexed on my computer.
Land. Indexing is performed when your computer is idle, period. Link index now.
Index is performed while your computer is idle, but you can override that and click on the index now button. Now let me warn you that, or it's actually a link. Let me warn you that if you do that, it's really going to slow your machine down quite a bit. So what I would suggest that you do is if you're going to install Google Desktop Search, that you do it before you go to bed, and you get it going, and you walk away from it, and you go to bed, and when you get up in the morning, and you pour yourself a cup of coffee or whatever you do in the morning, then you can come back into where your computer is at and check it out, and it should be completed by then. The other thing is that you want to make sure that your email program is open so that it will start indexing your email as well, whether that be Outlook Express or Microsoft Outlook.
Left parent may slow down your computer. Land. Outlook email is indexed only when the application is open, period.
So it says it right here. Outlook is indexed only when your computer has Outlook open.
Land. Link set as homepage dash.
You can set this page as your home page.
Link browse timeline dash.
And you can browse the timeline.
Link index status dash.
And you can look at your index status.
Link privacy dash. Link about. Land. Copyright.
Now let's look at this about page.
Land. Link about. Left click.
I'm going to click on that now.
19 links visited. Link.
There we are.
Edit.
And if you
about Google Desktop dash virtual PC.
I ran into one of the new features of the Google Desktop search, and we'll get to that in a minute. And it's rather annoying, and I'll describe it to you when we actually go into the desktop
page
preferences.
About Google Desktop. Google Desktop : personalize and organize your own computer, period. Land. Table with 3 Outlook email. Land. Land. Netscape mail / Thunderbird.
Right. So here's exactly what it will search. It will search Outlook email.
Netscape mail / Thunderbird.
Netscape mail and Thunderbird.
Outlook, land. Outlook Express.
Outlook Express.
Land. Firefox / Mozilla / Netscape.
Firefox, Mozilla, and Netscape. Word.
Land. Land. PDF.
PDF.
Excel.
Excel.
Land. Land. Music.
Music.
PowerPoint.
PowerPoint.
Land. Land. Images. Internet Explorer.
Images, Internet
Land.
Explorer.
Land. Video. Google Talk.
And Google Video and Google Talk are integrated
Land.
Into this.
Land. Zip. AOL Instant Messenger.
Zip and AOL Instant Messenger.
Land. Land. Text and others. MSN Instant Messenger.
Text and others and MSN Messenger. So AOL Instant Messenger and MSN Messenger refer to chat. Content, and we'll actually show you how you enable that
land,
as
land.
Part of preferences.
Even more with, link these plug-ins.
And then even more with plugins, and there's a plugins link here, and I would recommend that you do go there and take a look at the plugins that are available. There are a ton of them, And they really add quite a interesting bit of variety to what Google Desktop Search can do.
Table end, link getting started dash.
Okay, and here are the help links. There's a getting started link.
Learn more about using Google Desktop blank, link online help dash.
There's an online help link.
Up dash blank, link privacy dash, a few word blank.
There's a privacy link.
Link uninstall dash, Google Desktop 4.2006.303.5-n.
All right, so this is where you can actually look and see what your current version of Google Desktop Search is. Now let me describe to you briefly what the process is of doing an upgrade to your Google Desktop Search. Perhaps you already have it installed. What you have to do is uninstall Google Desktop Search, and that may require a reboot. In fact, I would go ahead and perform the reboot, because if you do not, you may run into a situation where you will be prompted to do so before you can actually install it again. So uninstall. When it asks you if you want to perform the removal of Google Desktop Search, there is a checkbox. The checkbox says, do you want to remove your Google Index? If you're not planning on actually reinstalling the application, then you can tell it to go ahead and remove. If not, then leave it. You want to make sure that it's there so that when you do the reinstallation, it doesn't have to go back and spend, you know, the 5 to 6 hours, depending on how big your drive is, of actually performing the index build on your machine. And then it will just remove itself, then do your reboot, and then reinstall the application. They say that you should also be able to actually install Google Desktop Search over the top, but from the research that I have done, and actually have been monitoring the Google Desktop Search news group that's available at groups.google.com, that many people have had problems with that. So I would suggest that you do it the way that has been described here. Let's go ahead and move now back to the preferences
Google Desktop visited link graphic
section
edit
of the Google Desktop Search. I'm going to get there by doing a alt left arrow to get back to the prior page, and I'm going to move to the first form field on this page, which is the Google Desktop Search edit field, and I'm going to press tab.
Tab, search desktop button. Tab, search the web, alt plus W button. Tab, desktop preferences link.
I'm now at desktop preferences, and I'm going to click the link.
Left click.
I'm going to move to the top of the page and then move to the first form field.
Google desktop save preferences button.
Which is a save preferences button. And I'm going to move up the screen here just a bit.
Link other. Link
and
local
show
indexing.
You Land. There are
link local indexing.
A number of links here are different sections of preferences, and we're going to visit each one of these. There's
link local indexing.
Local indexing.
Link mail and search across computers.
Gmail and search across computers.
Link display.
Display.
Link other.
And other.
Blank. Save preference. Blank. Table with two columns and location. Status. Blank. Search types. Blank. Index the following items so that you can search for them. Colon. Blank. Checkbox. Check email.
So we have a checkbox here. Do we want to search our email? And that is checked. You can either leave that checked or unchecked.
Blank. Checkbox not checked. Chats.
Chats. This is currently, by default, it is not checked, and I'm going to check it.
Space checked. Chats checkbox checked. Blank. Checkbox checked. Web history.
Web history. You may or may not want to search that.
Blank. Checkbox checked. Media files.
Media files, and that is checked by default. So this would include MP3s, WMAs, all kinds of cool stuff.
Blank. Checkbox checked. Text and other files.
Text and other files. Again, that is checked by default.
Blank. Checkbox checked. Word.
Word.
Blank. Checkbox checked. Excel.
Excel.
Blank. Checkbox checked. PowerPoint.
PowerPoint.
Blank. Checkbox checked. PDF.
PDF. You actually used to have to download an add-in to actually allow Google Desktop Search to perform PDF searches. Now that doesn't seem to be required.
Blank. Checkbox checked. Contacts.
Contacts.
Blank. Checkbox checked. Calendar.
Calendar.
Blank. Checkbox checked. Tasks.
Tasks.
Blank. Checkbox checked. Notes.
Notes.
Blank. Checkbox checked. Journal.
Journals. This is all content that would be seen inside of Microsoft Outlook.
Blank. Checkbox checked. Zip files.
Zip files.
Blank. Checkbox not checked. Password dash protected office documents left paren Word comma Excel right paren.
Password protected office documents Word and Excel. I'm going to go ahead and check that.
Space checked. Password dash protected office blank. Checkbox not checked. Secure pages left paren HTTPS right paren and web history.
Okay, secure pages and web history. I'm going to go ahead and check that.
Space checked. Secure page plug dash index these additional items colon. Blank. To install plug dash ins to index other items comma visit the link plug dash ins download page period.
Yeah, now you can actually download additional plugins to search even more content.
Search the index additional drives in this page link add driver folder to search. Search these locations.
Search these locations.
Index additional drives and network folders, period. All fixed drives are indexed by default, period.
All fixed drives are searched by default, or indexed by default, actually. But you can add other network resources.
Do not search files and folders with the following locations or websites with the following URLs, period. Blank. This page link add file or folder to exclude.
Okay, add file or folder to exclude.
Or edit http://.
Or add a URL that you want to exclude from web history from being indexed.
Add URL button. Blank. Encrypt index.
Now, you can also encrypt the index.
Encrypt Google Desktop index and data files. This will reduce the performance of Google Desktop, period. Checkbox not checked.
And I would recommend that you do not do this, as it does really slow things down, and this index process is already slow enough.
Disable indexing of new items, period. New items will not be searchable, period. Checkbox not checked.
If you are finding yourself in a situation where you need to turn off Google Desktop Search's indexing ability, you can do one of two things. You can either turn off Google Desktop Search by right-clicking on the system tray icon for Google Desktop Search and clicking Exit, or you can come to Preferences and check this box, and it will not do any indexing until you actually turn this back on. If you want to do it only for a specific amount of time, well, it's actually, you can't control the time, unfortunately. It's 15 minutes. Then you can actually right-click on the Google Desktop Search system tray icon, and we'll show you that in just a minute, and actually tell it to turn off indexing for 15 minutes.
Save preferences button.
And we're back now at the bottom of the screen with a save preferences button.
Wrapping the top, save preferences button.
So let's move to the next section.
Link local indexing. Link may link display.
And I'm going to start with, actually do display next. I'm going to save
link mail and search across
Gmail and search across computers for last. So let's go to display.
Left click, display link.
And I'm now going to move down the page.
Virtual save preference or edit H add URL button. Encrypt Google Desktop index and disable indexing of new items, period. Sidebar dash keep an eye on email, comma. New
okay,
comma,
so now
comma,
we're into the
decision to search virtual PC.
We're now into the sidebar area of Google Desktop Search. And again, this is something that I would recommend that you leave off.
Blank. Radio button not check sidebar dash keep not blank. Radio button check deskbar dash a search box and
you can either
two of four.
You can either have a sidebar or a desk bar.
Radio blank. Graphic deskbar blank. Radio button not check floating deskbar dash a search box you can put anywhere on your desktop 3 of 4.
Or a floating desk bar.
Blank. Radio button not check none 4 of 4.
Or none. And in this case, I think at least from what I have found from using Google Desktop Search, I think that our best selection is none. You're welcome to play with these other ones, and they do have some interesting artifacts to them.
Blank. Quick search box.
Okay, the quick search box.
Blank. Checkbox checked. Enable quick search box with hotkey left parent. Hit quote control quote twice to bring forward right parent.
This is a brand new feature in Google Desktop Search version 3, and basically what it allows you to do is hit the control key twice, and it pops up this little box and brings focus to it, so your screen reader will see it. And then you can type in information. However, I find that it really gets in the way of the use of the control key by your screen reader for silencing speech. And so,
blank.
I know it's a little bit of an inconvenience to actually have to right-click on the Google Desktop icon and open up a web page to do a Google Desktop search. It certainly would be better to actually be able to redefine that hotkey to something else. However, that option is currently not available inside of Google Desktop Search.
Checkbox checked.
In my
click, left click, not checked.
Humble
enable,
opinion,
click, search, virtual PC,
you're welcome to play with it, but I'm going to disable it. Because of us unchecking certain things here or selecting different radio buttons, many of these options which we're now going to see are now unavailable. Let me do this. Let me, just so that you can actually see this,
quick search box. Checkbox,
I'm going to click the...
Radio button not checked floating desktop dash a search.
I'm going to go ahead and click the quick search box so that it's checked.
Blank.
And
radio button not checked sidebar dash keep.
I'm going to select the sidebar.
Desktop dash a floating number enabled. Always show on desktop background checkbox not checked.
Okay, always show on desktop background is a checkbox that's now available to us. Again, this affects the options that are above here.
Default search type for search boxes.
Default search type for search boxes. This is used by the quick search box, as well as the floating desk bar box that can be moved around on the screen. Again, these are features we probably would not use.
Blank, combo box, search web, 1 of 10.
There are 10 options here. Search left web.
Phone, search desktop.
Search desktop.
I apostrophe am feeling lucky.
I'm feeling lucky.
Search images.
Search images.
Search groups.
Search groups.
Search news.
News.
Search frugal.
Frugal.
Search local.
Local.
Dash dash dash. Change on each search.
And change on each search.
Home. Search web. Forms mode off. Quick find. Blank.
Quick find.
Nested table with checkbox. Check show desktop search results as I type.
Show desktop search results as I type. Again, this is a feature that we probably would not use, as our screen readers do not really have the ability of monitoring that bit of information currently, at least now.
Blank, blank, display, combo box unavailable, 6 of 10, quick find results.
Let me check this.
Combo box 6 of 10, left click, 7, 6, forms display, combo box 6 of quick find results.
You can tell it how many quick find results to display.
Blank, blank, radio button, check search by default, 1 of 1. Blank, 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 radio button, not check launch program / files by default, 1 of 1.
And then for the quick find search box, you can tell it to either launch applications or perform a search.
Blank, 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 checkbox, check search text inside documents and email messages. Blank, checkbox, not check show spelling corrections. Blank, table end, number of results, display, combo box 10, 1 of 5.
We can control the number of items to display from our Google Desktop results, and currently the default is 10.
Left click, forms.
I'm going to change that.
End, 100.
I'd like to max it out to 100. There are options of 10,
20, 30, 50, 100.
30, 50, and 100.
Tab, show desktop search results on Google web search result pages, period. Show desktop search results on Google web search and internet search result pages, period. Checkbox checked, show desktop.
Okay, so you can actually tell it to show desktop search results as you do Google searches. And I don't like to do that, because when I'm on Google.com, I only want results that are actually out on the web. So I'm going to uncheck this.
Not checked. Space. Tab. Save preferences button.
And I'm going to click on the save preferences button here. The only thing that's in other is to enable,
advanced features.
Advanced features. And again, that will be up to you as to whether or not you want to
save
do that.
Prep, blank, link other. Link to link mail and search across.
Let's now go back to the Gmail and search across computers feature.
Left click. Mail and search across computers link.
And we're there now.
Save prefer or add new encrypt group. Disable index and search email in my mail account. Checkbox not checked. Disable indexing of new items, period. New items will not be indexed and search email in my mail account. Checkbox not checked.
Okay. Index.
Checkbox not checked. Index and search email in my...
And search email in my Gmail account. Now, if you're using your Gmail account and storing the email on the Google servers, then this may be a feature that you might be interested in. What you need to do is check the box.
Left click. Virtual nested table account, left parent also used for search across computers, right parent.
And then it will ask for your Gmail account.
Username colon, edit.
And I'll go ahead and put mine in.
J-E-F, period, B-I-A-O-P, at, J-I-L-P-O-M.
Okay, and I'll hit tab.
Tab, password, edit.
And I'll put in my password.
Star, forms mode off, edit, Jeff, password, colon, edit, blank, left bracket, link, okay, right bracket.
And then there's an OK link here, so I'll click on that.
Left click.
And
table with two column checkbox not checked index and search my documents and viewed web pages from across all my search across computers.
Now that we've done this, the search across computers feature has also been enabled for us, or at least we're now given the option of whether we wish to actually implement the search across computers feature. What does the search across computers feature do? The search across computer feature basically uploads the Google index that's on your machine for those files and websites that you actually open or view once you have enabled the feature. Okay? It does not store copies of the files. It does store a small cached version of the content on their servers. And it only stores the data there for 30 days so that new content can be put up there as you continue to use your computer. Many people, even from the Gardner Group, have expressed major concern about Google storing information on their server, you know, private information. This is why you really do need to consider whether or not you wish to use the search across computers feature.
Checkbox not checked index and search my documents and viewed web pages from across all my computers, period.
I'm going to go ahead and check this box.
Left click, checked, index and search blank. Left parenthesis feature transmits the text of your indexed files to Google desktop servers for copying to your other computers, period. Only files you open after turning on this feature will be copied to your other computers for searching, period. Learn more about, link this feature.
And as you can see here, there's a link here that you can actually learn more about the feature.
Or our, link privacy policy, period, right parent.
Or you can actually click on a link to learn more about their privacy policy.
Blank. Use jeff.bishop@mail.com, left bracket. Link edit account or table end.
And it's telling me that it's going to use my jeff.bishop@gmail.com account.
Blank. Name this computer, left parent. His name is displayed on your other computers, right?
Now, you have an option here of naming, or actually it's pretty much required if you're going to use this feature.
Edit Jeff at home.
I'm using the name Jeff at home, and this name becomes kind of important, and we'll show you why here in a few minutes.
Blank. My other computers can search this computer ; radio button check documents and web history 1-4.
Okay, now you can specify what other computers can search from the content on your computer, and then you can tell it to
radio button check documents and web history 1.
Documents and web history.
Blank. Radio button not check documents only 2-4.
Documents only.
Blank. Radio button not check web history only 3-4.
Web history only.
Blank. Radio button not check nothing left parent only search other computers period. No file.
Nothing. Only search other computers. So it will depend on what you want to select here. The default is
edit Jeff with a plan. My other computers can search the radio button check documents and web history.
Documents and web history. So let's move down the page here.
Bullet, you need to enable this feature, left parent search bullet across computers will be visible on your other computer tab. Save preferences button.
Okay, and then there's a save preferences button here. Let's go ahead and do that because I want to show you something.
Left click. 19 links. Google desktop.
Okay, so now that we have saved our preferences, I'm going to go to the bottom of the page.
Save preferences button.
And hit Shift B to jump to the Save Preferences button. And I'm going to do a Shift Tab.
Shift Tab. Clear my files from Google button.
Clear my files from Google. If you decide that you do not wish to use this feature in the future, and you want to have your content removed from the Google servers, then simply click this button.
Left click. Yes button. Please confirm dialog. Are you sure you want to clear all your indexed files from Google? Question. Any files that have not been...
And then you can answer yes or no to this question, which is basically, do you want to clear the content from Google servers?
Tab, no button.
And there's a yes and no
tab,
button.
Yes button, tab, no button.
And I'm going to go ahead and tell it no because it shouldn't have anything up there right now. And that's pretty much it from the area of the Google desktop search preferences.
Tab, go to Google desktop, visit.
I went to the top of the page and I'm now going to click on the go to Google desktop homepage. So I'm going to click on that link now.
Left click. Desktop preferences visited link. Desktop preferences visited link. 16 links.
And I'm on the page now, and I'm going to go to the top Google of the desktop. Page and move to the first form field.
Edit.
So let's try a search first, and we're going to use one of the Google operators that are available inside of the Google desktop search tool called file type. So I'm going to type file type.
F-I-L-E-T-Y-E-E, colon.
And then after you type file type, you can tell it a type of file you wish to use. And in this case, I'm going to type in MP3.
MP3.
Space. And then I'm going to hit the space bar and type in some keywords. I know that on my drive somewhere, because I just downloaded it recently, is a John Denver song called Dreamland Express. So let's go ahead and type in Dreamland, all one word.
D-R-E-A-M-L-A-N-D.
And I'm going to press space and type in Denver, as in John Denver.
D-E-N-V-E-R.
And I'm going to press enter.
Enter. Forms mode off.
Now, it is performing the search.
Done internet. File.
And let's go now to...
edit file type colon MP3 Dreamland Denver.
To the results.
Search visit link at land. Desktop colon all dash zero emails dash.
Up at the top here, you can actually look and see what types of things that it found.
Desktop colon all dash zero emails dash.
Zero emails.
Link one file dash.
One file.
Zero web history dash zero chats dash zero other.
Zero web history, zero chats, and zero other. So land. Let's move down here.
1-1-1 left parent 0.18 as right parent. Land. Link remove from index.
And now I can actually remove this search that has been found from the index if I wish. But no, I don't want to do that because I know that actually it did find the right file. I'm going to move down here.
Vertical bar. Link sort by relevance.
You can sort by relevance.
Sorted by date.
Or you can leave it by default sorted by date.
Blank. Note colon partial results only left parent 21% complete right parent.
It says partial results only because we're only at 21%, and that's because it's re-verifying my Google index.
When the app blank. Link to dreamlandexpress.mp3.
Okay, so I have a link here for Dreamland Express, and we'll come back and click on it in just a minute and show you what it does.
3, colon, 13, comma, 320 kbps, comma, 7, period. 3 MB MP3. My music / country / John Denver / the best of .. 10 Dreamland Express .mp3 dash.
Okay, so you can see that it shows you some of the properties of the file, as well as the folder location that it's in.
Link open folder dash.
And you can actually click on a link here that says open folder. So depending on whether or not you want to go look at other files that are pertaining to the file that you have found, then you can click on this open folder. I'm going to shift tab.
Shift tab, 10 Dreamland Express .mp3 link.
And go to the actual link, and I'm going to click on it.
Left click.
And, if all goes well, you and I should be hearing John Denver's Dreamland Express. So, if you are a person who does internet broadcasting, turn that down, and then if you're a internet broadcaster and you are looking for a tool which will allow you to actually locate MP3 files rather quickly on your machine while you're doing a broadcast, let's say you're getting a request, this really could be an option for you of using Google Desktop Search to be able to get things added to your playlist. So this is really, really great.
File type colon MP.
Let's try one other
left click
file type search.
MP3 space.
And it's actually going to be another MP3 search. And I want to find I do a podcast called the Desert Skies Podcast. And let's see if it can actually go out and locate episode 22 of the Desert Skies Podcast. Let's try that. So I've typed in file type colon MP3, and I'm going to type in episode
E-P-I-O-D-E space
22
space.
And I'm going to type in desert.
D-E-S-E-R-T.
So let's press enter.
Enter. Forms mode off. Edit. File type colon MP3.
I'm going to the top of the page.
Desktop colon all dash link 60 blank. 0 web history dash z link 6 files dash.
Okay, and it found 6 files.
Desktop colon all dash 0 emails dash.
And 0 emails.
Dash 0 chats dash 0 other.
And 0 everything else.
Blank 1 dash 6 of 6 left parent 0.24s right parent.
So let's look and see what it found.
Blank.
And there's actually a reason why I wanted to show this to you.
Link remove from index. Vertical bar. Link sort by relevance. Sorted by blank. Note colon part when the app blank. Link the Desert Skies Podcast episode 22 dash Jeff Bishop dash the Desert Skies pod dot dot.
Okay, so here we are. It found it right away.
Track 20 comma pod comma comma.
Let's see what folder it found it in.
20 comma na comma the comma Jeff Bishop TDC colon / audio / the Desert Skies Podcast / TDS 2,005,090,822.mp3 dash.
Okay, so it found it in that folder. So let's see. Let's make
Shift
sure.
Tab, the Desert Skies Podcast episode.
Let's
click
on the link here. Let's
record alt tab, text pad, alt
I turned
file type, colon,
things
period. Jeff Bishop.
Down here.
Today is Thursday, September 8th, and you're listening to the Desert Skies Podcast, episode number 22.
There we go. Okay, so it did find the appropriate file. And the feature that I wanted to show you is the remove from Google Index feature.
Edit file type.
And so let's move back to the top of the page and move down to that link.
Tab, search bar, tab, desktop, tab, advanced search tab, six file tab, remove from index link.
And I'm going to click on the remove from index
link. Traffic, go to Google desktop, Google remove button.
And now what we have in front of us.
Cancel button, checkbox not checked.
Is a page which has a remove and cancel button and then a list of checkboxes.
Checkbox not checked, checkbox not checked.
As you can see here.
Remove button.
And
cancel
what
button.
You can do checkbox here is if it has found multiple things that potentially you don't want to have remain inside of the Google Desktop Search index, then you can come in here and tell it by checking the appropriate checkboxes to remove it from the Google Desktop Search. So let's say that you've actually deleted some files or deleted some content off of your machine, and from keywords that you were using, it is coming up all the time. And you know that that content is really gone because, you see, the Google Desktop Search tool, while in some ways it's a very good thing, it also can be very annoying. It keeps a cached copy or a temporary copy or a partial copy of of all of the things that are inside of the index so that you can actually look at it. And so again, that's actually good. So let's say you delete a file, you inadvertently delete a file and you dump it from your recycle bin. Well, you can actually come in and do a Google Desktop search, and you may actually be able to retrieve a lot of that content, not the complete content, obviously, but a lot of the content from the Google Desktop search. It actually depends on the size of the file and a number of other factors, because not all of the content is stored inside of the Google cache for obvious reasons. So, again, you can click on the link that says
remove from index visited link.
Remove from index. And this appears above the results.
Land. Visit vertical bar.
You'll see remove from index.
Link sort by relevance.
Sort by relevance.
Sorted by date.
And sorted by date. So it's right within that grouping of links. Now the other thing that I wanted to show you was the ability to search by email. And then we're going to review the available list of operators that are provided by Google Desktop Search. Now, right now I do not have Outlook open because it was required that it be turned off while we did the installation of Google Desktop Search. So I'm going to go ahead and open up Outlook now, because if I don't have Outlook open, it will not search my email. So let's go ahead and do that now. I'm going to click the Start key.
Start button pressed. Start
and
key.
I'm going to go to
sub-menu.
Programs.
O, Outlook Express. O, Office sub-menu.
I'm going to go to Office.
Enter Microsoft.
And I'm going to move up.
Microsoft Office PowerPoint. Microsoft Office Outlook 2003.
Enter. And I'm going to open up Outlook.
Start button.
And while it's opening here, I ordered some things from the Seeing Eye. And I know that a friend of mine at the office, Tim, has told me about a feature of a website where it can actually email you the results of package tracking information so that you don't have to either look at it from an RSS feed or go to UPS.com or USPS.com or FedEx or whoever you're using to track your packages. So I do know that that I have this email somewhere on my machine. So I'm going to move back here to the Google Desktop Search window, and I'm going to clear out the field here, and I'm going to type in a couple of Google operators. I'm going to type in subject.
S-U-B-J-E-C-T colon.
Okay, this allows you to search by subject of an email message, and I'm going to type in package.
P-A-C-K-A-G-E space.
And I know it's from Tim.
T-I-M.
And that's all I know. I don't know, I do not know anything else about the message, but I do know that it had package in the subject, and I know that it came from Tim. And I know it's been a number of months, and I have no idea where I put it inside of Outlook, whether it's in my inbox or if it's in a folder that I moved it away from or whatever the case may be. So let's have Google try and find it for us. So I'm going to press Enter.
Enter. Forms mode off. Edit. Subject colon package from colon Tim.
Okay. Now let's see what it found here. I'm going to move down the page.
Edit subject search with link advanced plan desktop colon all dash link one email dash.
One email.
Zero files dash zero web history dash zero chats dash zero other.
Okay, and it didn't find anything else. So let's find out what it found.
Plan one plan.
I'm going to come down here.
Link remove from index. Vertical bar. Link sort by resorted by plan. Note colon partial results owned when the app plan. Table with two plan. Plan. Link package delivery alerts.
I'm going to actually click on this link here for the email message that we found so that you can actually see that it actually found it, and we can actually read it in its more pure form and show you that it actually can open up the results inside of Google Desktop Search directly. I'm not going to have it open up the email message inside of Outlook.
Left click. Cosmos of the
Okay.
Colon. Google.
Now I'm moving to the top of the page, and I'm going to move down.
Edit cap block. Reply dash to colon. Date colon nov 22/2005-3:56 p.m.
Now, as you can see, here's the date of the message.
Land, I have an apostrophe T tried this yet, but it looks pretty useful, period. Land, link http://bolter.com/package/alert/.
Now, if you're interested in this, it actually is an interesting service.
Oh,
I'm actually using it to track that Seeing Eye package, and it seems to be working. It should be here tomorrow.
T-P-colon.
The link is http://...
/bolter. period com.
Bolter.com/package package
/alert. Land.
Now let's show you the Google Desktop Search Advanced page.
Tab, search button, tab, desktop preference tab, advanced search link. Left click.
This is actually a new feature inside of Google Desktop Search version 3, and it has a lot of power here.
All radio button check.
Now
list of three items. Land. Show results colon.
Show results.
Land. List of three. Radio button check all 1 of 6.
There's an all radio button.
Radio button not checked emails 2 of 6.
Emails.
Radio button not checked files 3 of 6.
Files.
List end. List of radio button not checked web history 4 of 6.
Web history.
Radio button not checked chats 5 of 6.
Chats.
Radio button not checked other 6 of 6.
And other.
List end. Nested table has the words colon.
You can tell it has the words.
Edit. Doesn't apostrophe T have colon.
Doesn't have. And the doesn't have is using the minus operator from Google's operator list.
Edit. Date within colon.
Date within. And this is using date from and date to.
Combo box 1 day 1 of 8.
And here, let me show you what are the options here. You can do 1 day.
3 days.
3 days.
1 week.
1 week.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
1 month.
1 month.
2 months.
2 months.
6 months.
6 months. Year. Or 1 year.
Home. 1 day. Forms mobile.
I'm going to move it back to 1 day.
Of. Edit.
And then of, and then there's an example down here.
E.g. period, today, comma, yesterday, comma, 3/17/2006.
So you can type in things like today, or yesterday, or actually a date.
Show results from colon. Checkbox not checked. Jeff at home left parent.
And then you can tell it to show results from Jeff at home.
Land, table end. Land, 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 search desktop button.
And then the search desktop key, or button. And then the search top. And then the search desktop button.
All radio.
Now, currently all is selected. What if I were to change that
radio button not checked emails
to emails?
Left click.
Okay, so now what has shows happened here? Let's
radio,
see.
Radio, list of edit from colon, edit to colon.
To.
Edit from colon.
From.
Edit table end. Land. Nested table has the words colon, edit.
And then you can use has the words.
So edit. Date with combo box 1 day 1 of 8.
And then.
Date within colon.
You can do a date range as well.
Edit. Land. E. Show results from E.G. period. The day cop show checkbox not Jeff. Land. Table end. Land.
Okay, now, so it doesn't have all of the operators that are available to you when you're, if you actually were to type in things, and I'll show you that list in just a minute.
All radio button. Not
but it does have quite a bit.
Radio button not checked. Files 3 of 6.
You can do files.
Left click. Checked. Files radio button checked.
Now, if you do files, it's kind of interesting. It does something very interesting.
Combo box 1 of 10.
Here is
file type colon.
File type.
Combo box left click.
And here are the options.
Text.
Text.
Word.
Word.
Excel.
Excel.
PowerPoint.
PowerPoint.
PDF.
PDF.
Music.
Music.
Images.
Images.
Video.
Video.
Edit 1 of 10. Edit.
And then you can type in something, and I'm gonna
forms mode off, combo box enter other type .. Left
click. Get video. Out of there.
Forms mode off in the location colon. Combo box 1 of 3.
Okay, and then in the location, and you can specify things like
My documents. Browse ..
And then you can actually browse for a folder.
Browse for folder dialog. Choose a driver folder to include a desktop search results. Cancel button.
There we are.
PC. Cancel
and
button.
It
tab. Choose a driver
just brings up a standard
tab. Folder colon edit my documents. Tab. OK button.
You know,
tab. Cancel button space.
And just a standard dialog box where you can actually specify a folder.
Forms combo box 1 of land. Checkbox checked unavailable include subfolders.
And then you can tell it to include subfolders.
Table end. Land. Nested table has the words colon.
Then, of course, we're back to our standard thing of
has the words colon.
Has the words.
Edit. Doesn't apostrophe T have colon.
Does it have.
Edit. Date with combo.
And then our date range. So as you can see, this page actually allows you to do quite a bit of interesting things. But there's even more if you're willing to type in the actual keywords yourself.
PC, alt tab, inbox,
let me move over to my text editor window here.
Google desktop search operators.
And because I don't have them all memorized, although I pretty much have most of them memorized, I think, here is the list of operators that currently Google Desktop Search version 3 supports. This is by no means all of the Google operators that are available. So you want to keep that in mind, that not all Google operators are fully supported inside of Google Desktop Search.
Land. Phrase search.
Okay, you can do a phrase search. Normal thing, you can just type in a phrase and have it search for it. You want to make sure that the phrase is inside of quotation marks.
Quote dash quote search.
The minus search or the dash search, which is basically to exclude words from the search. For example, if you want to search for cats, but not, you don't want to have it include the word dog.
Quote file type colon quote search.
We already used file type during this review. And again, this allows you to type in file type colon and an extension. And this would allow you to search specific files.
Quote under colon quote search new exclaim.
Under colon allows you to specify a folder that you want to search starting at.
Quote machine colon quote.
There's a machine colon operator, and what this allows you to do is to type in inside of quotes the name of the machine that you want to search. So if you do have search across computers enabled and you want to search your work computer, then you can go ahead and do that by specifying the machine Google operator. If you're doing email searches, then you can use these keywords, subject, to, from, CC, and BCC. This allows you to actually search the headers as well as the body of a document for specific things inside of email messages. The last thing that we want to show you in reference to Google Desktop Search is the options that are available to you from the system tray icon. The last thing that I wanted to show you for this review of Google Desktop Search is the options that are available as part of the Google Desktop Search from the system tray. So let's bring up the system tray list.
Select the system tray icon dialog, list pop.
And I'm going to press the letter G.
G, Google Desktop Index Update in Progress, period, 11% complete, period.
So it tells me that it's 11% complete. That's because I opened up my email. And so it's having to go out and re-verify some things as part of my index. I'm going to press Enter here, or right-click on the Google Desktop Search icon.
Enter. Context menu, search desktop.
So you can search desktop.
Pause indexing.
You can pause indexing, and again, this option for pausing of an index of the index creation process will pause for a period of 15 minutes. If you want to actually have it wait a little bit longer, you can either make sure that you keep pausing for 15 minutes, or you can go in and set the preference that we showed you at the earlier part of this review.
Index status dot dot dot.
Index status, that will allow you to go in and look at the current status of your index creation.
Preferences, dot, dot, dot.
Preferences.
Lock search, dot, dot, dot.
Lock search. What this allows you to do is lock people from being able to utilize Google Desktop Search on your computer. And to unlock it, you need to retype in your Windows password.
Sidebar.
Now you can turn on these things here, the sidebar.
Deskbar.
Desk bar.
Floating desk bar.
The floating desk bar.
None checked.
Or you can actually turn them all off by selecting none.
About dot dot dot.
And then about.
Exit.
And exit.